Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, AOC Tribe? Devin Tilley here. So pumped to be talking with you today about leads. Either you're growing or dying. So if we're not talking leads, where are we talking about? So today we're going to be having the pleasure to talk with Jeff Raley, who is the founder of the Best Quote app. His platform is a sales technology for home service contractors. I love on our pre-interview and I said, so what's your role? I'm the founder and the chief CEO, the chief everything officer. And he's went through some life transitions with his family. And his inspiration pushed him to start the Best Quote app from his research. This is an MVP, a minimum viable product that he self-built. And we're going to go in and have a conversation today and get some insights from him on how do you have an effective lead tool. And Tribe, I really want you to think through this as we're going into this. I want everyone in the Tribe to maximize your why. And I'm going to give you some explanations here on that because I really struggled with this as I own my window and door company as we were figuring out to put the right person in the right place. And today, like we're talking about the right lead into the right place. So to maximize your why, you really need to build an extended reach of strategic partners to get the right lead into the right place. So then I really want you to, once you figure out your why, kind of think through something like this. If it doesn't fit your why, then say, yes, we can help you, but ... We are blank. You need this blank. Let me get you to blank. So those three blanks are really important as we say what you do best, what they need to say it back to them, and then put them into the right place. So it could go something like this. We guide your project, and let me set the stage here. This is for my window and door company in Colorado. We at Mountain View Window and Door, we guide your project's vision into a reality. We do that by providing solutions to your complex window and door projects. If I heard you right, you need some replacement door handles. Is that accurate? Great. Well, let me get you to hardware supplier ABC, because that's what they're the best at, because I want to make sure I'm putting you in the right place. So that's what you're really working towards today as we dial this in. And we had a great conversation teeing this up. So let's go in and have a fireside chat with Jeff Raley, the founder and chief everything officer of Best Quote. Lock and load. What's your favorite beverage?
Oh, you know, I've listened to a couple of your episodes now, and everybody says bourbon, which, you know, I would tend to fall in that group as well, but I'm also on a LaCroix kick. Any sparkling water, I'll drink it. Kind of into that right now for whatever reason.
Well, you definitely fit the mold with the Tribe. It seems like both of those go hand in hand, maybe mix them together once in a while, but most people are really into the straight bourbon. So we're hard workers here on the AOC Tribe. What's your favorite place you've traveled?
Well, actually this summer I had the chance, my family and I, my wife and two kids, we took a couple of months and headed out west. We were living in Virginia and ended up in the Indianapolis area, but in between, we spent a lot of time in Montana. And Glacier National Park is a very, very gorgeous and special place. So we did a bunch of hiking up there and really enjoyed it.
Awesome. Can you give us one story or experience from that trip?
Yeah. We went on one very, very long hike to a place called Iceberg Lake. I think it was something like maybe 1,200 feet of elevation gain. And mind you, my wife and I are carrying our kids on our backs in these, you know, in the packs. And so it was quite a grueling task. But the midpoint, the turnaround point is a lake. And there's actually icebergs floating in the lake because it's at such high elevation. And got to take a dip in that lake, which was very, very cold, but a good turnaround point. You know, got your legs kind of frozen up a little bit for the hike back down. So it was a good time.
Awesome. Definitely memorable family guy, which we're going to get into here. So what's your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction arena we passionately call the art of construction?
Yeah, so I really enjoy fishing. I don't get to do it a whole lot, but fished a bit out when we were out west this past summer, which was a blast. Anytime we're on the coast or somewhere fishable, I'm into it, and yet to discover the fishing here around Indianapolis, but there's some interesting creeks and waterways. So
awesome. Well, we got to know a little bit about Jeff Raley, and I want you to give us your story, what led you to starting thebestquoteapp.com. And I really was excited to have you on the podcast because I love talking about these overarching whys and the details, like the example I gave on the intro. But I really like to give an education with a potential tool to check it out. And a lot of great conversation we're having around that. So welcome. The floor is yours to give us your story and leading up to thebestquoteapp.com.
Yeah, so I appreciate you having me on. And really, this whole thing started when, you know, I have experience in the construction world, worked in commercial construction for a handful of years in several different capacities, and then started consulting after going to business school, and have tried a bunch of different things as side projects, and realized through all of those experiences that the construction world in general has a long way to go in terms of adopting technology. And I'm sure that's no surprise to your listeners. But that creates a tremendous opportunity as well. So I started looking into what those opportunities might be, and actually renovated my own home, acted as a general contractor as we moved here to Indianapolis, and just took notes along the way, talked to contractors, understood my pain points as a homeowner, as well. And just really tried to understand where there might be an opportunity to build a business, leveraging technology. And one of my realizations in talking to contractors and interviewing contractors to work with me on the project was, it takes a lot of time to kind of get those initial conversations done. There's some scheduling, there's, you know, the interview process. Do you feel comfortable with me? Do I feel comfortable with you? It's really a two-way interview process. And so that time was rather surprising to me. I don't know why I hadn't noted it, but that was something I felt like there was an opportunity to make that whole process a lot better. So what Best Quote does is it helps contractors make a good first impression with homeowners, builds efficiency in the sales process, and hopefully builds happier homeowners and clients at the end of the whole process.
I love it. And I always say you only get one chance to make a good first impression, and it's not always good if you don't make a good first impression. So thanks for giving that context. So you were kind of in that customer experience. You're like, there's got to be a better way. Your background in construction, you're kind of in the tech. You found the passion to put a tool together for that kind of lead process. Is that kind of a good synopsis of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So kind of tell us how the process works then. And then I want to get really into the overarching of, you know, once we learn your process, how did we achieve that process, and talk through the kind of synergies of putting the right person with the right lead in the right place.
Yeah. So the tool right now, you know, there's a long drawn out product roadmap and a bunch of ideas that I've got to put into the product in the future as we continue to grow and gain some traction. But the product as it is now is text-based. So contractor has the ability to send a homeowner a text message long before they commit to a site visit, collect information, and start that interview process before the site visit. So what I heard from contractors was a typical site visit for a home service company was hour and a half, anywhere from an hour and a half. And for some trades, it's certainly longer than that. That includes travel time. And, you know, so it's a pretty big spend to get that effort done in terms of time and money. So this text message is quick, easy, and the process is virtual. So the homeowner goes through a list of questions that's customized for the contractor. And then the homeowner also uploads a video upload of the project, the work to be done. And that kind of goes into a lead very similar to, you know, it's a glorified contact us form at this point, and we're looking to expand on that concept, but make it far more effective and more nuanced and beneficial experience for the homeowner and also for the contractor.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that context of, you know, you're just launching this thing, but you're starting that you said a glorified contact form. I'd raise my hand and say our contact form has been the evolution of Excel to Google Docs to an ERP, CRM, that the content in what we're asking for has been not pretty much the same, except trying to get more information out of people that marketing departments cringe because they want, they're judged off more leads versus, you know, quantity of leads, but it's that quantity versus quality. And if I'm hearing you right, you're taking that concept that really needs some attention and helping really doctor that up in forward thinking. It sounds very technology driven as kind of the conceptual you're looking at. That is something I'm really passionate about, but it's really getting people to move forward on. You said texting is kind of the where it starts and it sinks into this form. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's right. And the whole idea is to, you know, one, that the engagement with a text message is far higher than just about any other method of contact. So, and people are comfortable on their cell phones, right? So, and that's only going to get more and more to be the case. So that's a big part of it is just meeting people where they are, making it convenient. The other part of it, I'll say, is that the wording and the messaging on a contact us is really one way, right? So there's no kind of get to know you or other information that can be used to understand a customer. Contact us is really just usually a name, contact, and then a white box that says, tell us about your project, which is not terribly helpful for anybody. I think usually there's a, you know, people type in, you know, three words at the bare minimum of words and send it along its way. So this process is designed to leverage video in a way that is beneficial for contractors to understand the project at a deeper level and also ask questions in a smarter way so that customers feel like they're heard and contractors can create better outcomes.
Gotcha. And so you're having the goal with this on collecting that info is to kind of make that more engagement starting through text, but then the goal is to have them just take their smartphone and actually turn it on and capture a video of the space. And really, when we always talk about on the art of construction, beginning with the end in mind, instead of you doing it the old school way of driving there and trying to set up a meeting to say, we're not the right partnership, back to my why discussion at the beginning of this, is to make sure that both the client and the customer are, it's a, that matchmaking service that you're using video that is taking a white box that we started with and putting it into something that is way more valuable for both sides. Is that how the information is kind of the theory on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, to be clear, that the text message is just a kind of a method of transport to get the homeowner, the customer into a survey form that's fully customizable. But absolutely, it's a higher value first touch that can be used to understand the customer, understand the likelihood of close. You know, we have all the demographic information in there, and eventually we'll have integrations with, you know, real estate data and have two-way communications and different more tech-heavy ways to interact with the homeowner that we're really excited about.
Awesome. So we got to know a little bit about how the context of it works. It literally starts with a text that hopefully turns into a video, but you have this platform that now you can work with whatever companies to put that together on how they're currently working to integrate your tool. Is that kind of the vision behind all of your platform?
Yeah, I think there's, it's not necessarily a platform. So this is a service for the contractor. So it's, it is not exactly, you know, many of the contractors could be familiar with, you know, some of the marketplaces that are out there that are kind of lead generators, where you're paying for just an inbound lead and it's your job to follow up on that. we don't do anything on the lead side of lead generation. We're more, okay, here's the list of leads that you have, either through one of those marketplaces or through traffic that you've generated your own on your own. And we take over after that and help you understand the good ones, the bad ones, how to attack those leads most effectively so that you can create wins.
Got it. So thanks for that clarification. So you're really finding, you're being laser focused on that part from when you get how to take the lead and what to do with them, kind of, so contractors need to have their own tool to manage the leads. But this is that platform that works. It's not a marketplace. It's a tool within that too. So what's the difference between, like, how do you work with like an Houzz or an Angie's List? We've interviewed Houzz in the past, and I'm really trying to understand that they're a huge conglomerate that takes all these different tools that funnels it down. How does that work?
Yeah, so right now we don't have an integration with any of the platforms that you and your listeners may be familiar with, but that's something that we look to get into in the future, basically automating that lead follow-up that needs to be done with those leads, certainly since you're paying for them. So we're not quite there yet, but right now that would be a manual step. Instead of picking up the phone and saying, hey, we'll be there next Tuesday, it might be you send this link to your customer and you follow up that way so that there's a quicker feedback loop and maybe a more genuine and more just a quicker and high value touch to the customer that doesn't take the effort of getting one of your salespeople to go out there.
Gotcha. So I'm a firm believer that the one source for everything is going to be really hard as this stuff becomes more and more viable of using all these, the world of noise when it comes from web leads is this big, huge bucket when it comes to the internet, to social media, to into your CRMs and all this kind of stuff. It's like everybody, you feel like you need to do all this stuff, but then it comes in and you're like, how do I manage this? But the key is not always about more leads. It's about the right, you know, it's not about quantity. It's about quality. So kind of give me your, let's go back now that we learned more about your specific tool. Let's rise above there and say, like, what was the big kind of things when you interviewed contractors and some of your aha moments you've had along the way as you've been building out this product?
Yeah. So I think, early on in the conversations, I was getting a lot of feedback on other platforms and other tools that were being used on the lead side. And really what I was hearing was I have to fight for leads that I get that don't quite fit my business. And, you know, so I have to call back to that service provider and say, hey, I don't need, you know, that's not my lead, you know, that's not a good lead for me. So I heard a lot of that, but as I got into it, I heard more and more stories of contractors that are getting information from homeowners proactively via video or pictures and kind of pushing to interact in this sort of way. So that's some of the examples of things I heard from contractors along the way is that made my ears perk up a little bit. And so I think the overarching theme there is that homeowners really want to interact with contractors in a different way, right? I think there's an interesting way to look at just about any other way that you have any other brand or service provider, and even the most serious aspects of your life. A lot of that has been digitized. Look at the way we're investing our money, right? Fidelity Investments or Wealthfront. These are, you know, there's robo advisors that will take the analytics off a human brain and do all of the work with a computer. Healthcare is the same way. You know, there's all of these ways that it's quick, easy, and virtual. And construction and home services isn't there. And there's good reason for it, right? There's a physical space that work needs to take place, right? That's we're not going to get away from that really anytime soon as far as I'm concerned. But there are ways to make it quicker and easier and more virtual, which I think everybody's from a homeowner's perspective is really clamoring for. And from a contractor's perspective, they're going to be forced to think differently sooner than later. And I think those who get there faster are going to that's going to prove to be beneficial for them.
So from you really listening, digging to the root of this thing is like, get out of your own way and say, video is a real thing. Like put it into part of your business to say, asking someone to send you a video is something they may do. When I struggle to say from my crusty supplier, crusty contractor perception is nobody's going to do that. And what you're saying is that's the norm in construction. It's not, it's look at it that way and try to find a better way to approach this.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, there's certainly those that are going to, not want, you know, bend to the will of this process. Right. And that's fine. I think there's, you know, that you need to some of your talking points, it's, you know, you gotta service the lead the way they want to be serviced. And I think, you know, the things that I heard that really started making the wheels turn were things like, yeah, I get calls all the time of people just want a budget number. Well, that's, people want a budget number, right? So there's a way that you can you can communicate in a smart way to help them along the path there and give them some information and that, you know, qualify that this is not a binding number. This is just generally where we think it might be. And also there's an effort in front of that to get information, to ask questions, and to really understand who you're working with. And I just think that video and the way that we structured some of the surveys is a really effective way to do that.
Totally. So I'm curious, if you were to wave your crystal ball as you're knee deep being involved in construction and now actually building your the best quote app, you know, what is your crystal ball for the future with technology and construction?
Yeah. So there's a couple of factors that I think are going to be at play. I think there will be some, what I've already seen is decentralization of information. And what I mean by that is, yes, there are experts, but the little thing called the internet is also a very powerful thing, right? So homeowners are more, or can be more informed than ever before. They can have information, not to say that that's always good information. They can have some information. So I think there's an increased need for transparency in light of that, which is just what I think is, you know, technology can help with that, I guess. So that's one thing. The other interesting trend I see is the adoption rate of technology is only going to increase, right? So, the age demographics and baby boomers, business owners getting out of the business and handing those businesses over to younger business owners, I think that will perpetuate the adoption of technology, especially in small and medium-sized home service businesses. For a long time, you know, I started in general contracting 10 years ago or so, and that world, there's disposable income, so to speak, in that to explore and to invent technologies. And that just hasn't necessarily been the case in small and medium-sized businesses because, one, there's legacy business owners, and two, it's the expense. So both of those factors are kind of eroding away and won't necessarily preclude small contractors from having some really, really effective technology in their business that can make them more efficient and just better contractors all around.
Great stuff. Transparency is key in this new world because the internet, it's there. Not necessarily it's accurate because you can put whatever you want up there, but
right.
It changes the game of how you have to manage your business to say both sides, you want to give them an accurate number. They want an accurate number. It's what is the real budget and the real number, and are for you the right person to take care of them? That's the part where you have to be real about it in today's world, because you can't just give them one lump sum bid and say, I can be everything to everybody. The internet changed that. And other industries, like you talked about earlier, about how banking and healthcare and all those things, it's a different deal that contractors are, the contracting industry is rapidly changing along with that. So I definitely see the value of, it's more important than what a lot of businesses, I think, give credit on the lead form than it is. Because Google Docs or whatever there is. There's so many different platforms to easily now just embed a contact or request a quote form into your website these days. You really have to put some thought behind that now to actually get the leads that you want versus being in the business, just trying to follow up with all these people instead of stepping up and working on the business for a little bit and say, what do I really want to get out of this for both sides? Is that, what's your take on that kind of comment?
Yeah, I think there's, again, it's just a two-sided interview, right? It's cheap to submit a contact us form from a homeowner's perspective, right? There's very, very, very little commitment that a homeowner needs to make to do that. And if you as a contractor get a contact us form submission, you better believe that there's someone else in the game, right? In terms of competition. So I think there's opportunity to make that a meaningful touch. And by doing so, contractors have the ability to differentiate themselves. And there's no reason not to. It's relatively inexpensive to go through that process to think through it. And even the price point of a product like mine is very, very reasonable. And there's the implementation and all of the other factors that may hold a contractor back is I think it's low hanging fruit is what I believe in terms of how to touch base with your customer early in the process to prove that you're different, to prove that you're better, to prove, like you said, that they're going to be taken care of. I think it's a really interesting opportunity that, the three contact information buckets and then a blank block for open text is just really missing out.
Gotcha. So like you said, to maximize on the low-hanging fruit, this is for contractors and affiliates to grow their business. So how do people reach out to you and get in touch to learn more about what you have to offer when it comes to this lead tool if they want to take their white blank box and take it to the next level?
Yeah, so my email address is bestquoteapp.com, jeff@bestquoteapp.com. And then check the website out, bestquoteapp.com. And we're on LinkedIn, Instagram, all that good stuff. Best Quote App will get you there as well. And appreciate you having me.
Awesome. Well, we have all kinds of, on your website has demos and a great video of titled Stop Chasing Crappy Leads. None of us want to deal with crappy leads, but I challenge you, Tribe, look yourself in the mirror. Is it them or is it you? When you say I'm chasing a crappy lead is the big thing I want to challenge you. So Jeff, to send us off here on the Art of Construction, we always ask, what is that one thing for contractors and their affiliates to grow their business you want them to be thinking about?
Yeah. So I think that the best way to do that is think about your customer and maybe not about the way that you do it, but my challenge would be to make one customer centric change to your business. And it could be, a website simple and easy, right? And people want to know what you're about. So website, business cards, get a nice logo. For the small guys, it's fairly easy. Just answer your phone, return phone calls, be on time. The bar is not terribly high, unfortunately, but, just thinking about what your customer will appreciate and taking just one small step to make their way of working with you easier is going to pay off.
Awesome, man. Thanks so much for being a member of the Tribe and creating this awesome tool for us, for our contractors and affiliates to grow their business. Thanks, man.
Yep, thank you.
Hey, Tribe, so many great tools there. And I talked to so many different awesome, different app companies and different this. What I found is that one thing doesn't necessarily always do everything. We've had the pleasure of interviewing great big platforms like BuilderTrend or awesome MVP, minimum viable products like the Best Quote app. And you really need to look at those different tools. And we've worked really hard on building that technology that can really connect you to more of the right handshakes. And we're really learning and growing together. One thing I'm really excited to announce here, and we'll be having some different interviews and discussions about it, is that the Art of Construction is going to be the official media partner for Built North America coming up in Seattle in July 18th through the 20th. I'm really pumped about this, and I've got to know the group running this, and it's a really cool conference. That what Built is, it's an annual event, and it runs in multiple regions around the globe. It's designed to cater to the needs of those who design, build, operate, and maintain our built environment. It's a community of professionals that's dedicated to improving the way the industry works together. So I'm going to be facilitating some roundtables, and we'll be there for the whole week and helping put this together. So I'll be interviewing some of the people leading up to the event as well as after. So make sure you check out Built, B-I-L-T, North America, B-I-L-T-N-A, 2019, where we're going to be all kinds of, the event's going to feature all kinds of awesome learning and sharing and networking. That's going to be in Seattle, July 18th through the 20th. Can't wait to meet some of you there and continue growing the tribe and having so much fun. So keep crushing it out there. Hopefully this is another great tool in your tool belt. It's not all about the hammer and the nails. Let's keep working smarter, not harder, to grow your business out there. Crush it, Tribe.